This is Craig.
Hi, Craig. This is Stephanie with Focal Splash, giving you a call back.
So tell me a little bit more about y'all's business, real quick. I mean, I'm reading up here on you guys online. Are y'all affiliated with Google, or you just help get me on the first page of Google?
These are all great questions. So, okay. We are not Google. Google works okay. with large corporations regarding SEO. Okay. However, there are Google partners who work with smaller to mid-sized companies in regards to SEO. We are actually a premier Google channel partner, which is the highest ranking anyone can get as far as being a Google partner. Google handpicked us 4 years ago to provide this service. Or I'm sorry, Google handpicked us 4 years ago to be a premier Google channel partner. So we earned that badge from Google. We actually have that badge on our website. We've been in business for 16 years, going on 17 in December, and we've helped over 10,000 people with their marketing. So we're very capable.
Now,
So, like I said,
I don't have a page that I know of. I'm having trouble kind of navigating all this IT stuff, you know? And Angie's List seems to work for me because it's easy to use, you know what I mean? So, hell, I don't know if out in California y'all know what Nextdoor is. Do y'all have Nextdoor out there?
Yes, we're familiar with Nextdoor.
Yeah, so I've actually got a Nextdoor business page that last month I paid them $150 to run ads within 20 miles of my house. And I'm not sure if anybody got it. And then I just figured out the other night that, cause I'm pretty stupid with this IT stuff. I just figured out the other night that I'm an unauthorized vendor and they want tax ID numbers and all this other stuff, you know, to be able to post on Nextdoor. And what did I pay that $150 for last month then? You know what I mean? So.
Right.
And people do. I haven't talked to them yet because people do find me on there and stuff. I'm just a what they call an unapproved, you know, an unverified business is what they call them.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. And I tried to start some kind of page on Google about a month ago, and it's just a joke. I'm not even sure if I did it right.
What kind of page? A website?
Yeah, yeah. And it's not really.
The only thing I see here, there's a home8.org. I don't see a website anywhere. The only thing that I see here is your Angie's List. That's it.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I've been with Angie's List for a while, and anyway, I've been with them since February, and they were ripping me off. I canceled them and then went back with them, and since I've gone back with them, they've gotten a lot better, and I went back with them at a discounted price and stuff. So anyway, they did some pretty sneaky shit on my credit card when I canceled them. I had to go to the bank and get all that taken care of. But anyway, I couldn't cancel with them, so I canceled the card they were billing down at the bank, and they found another, they somehow got a hold of Visa and billed them anyway. And so I went down to Bank of America, that's what I used, and told them what had happened, and they went back and got my money back from them and stuff, so. And we kind of had a chilling off period for about 2 months. And then they called me back up and they've changed from, they have Angie's Ads, Angie's Leads.
Mm-hmm.
I was never a big fan of it when it all came out about 20 years ago anyway, cause it's like some fat white woman that's privileged sitting on her ass eating bonbons while her husband's at work saying, oh, I deal with contractors. They ripped me off. I'm here to protect other women. And turns out they're the same sneaky bastards that they were marketing against. You know, so yeah, that kind of thing. But anyway, you know, I'm interested. I'm definitely interested. I talked to my business partner, you know, cause, you know, like I said, we're going to be a legit business come the first of the year. But
what
you know,
better way than
you know,
to get your ducks?
Yeah. Every time we get paid and I've got low overhead between insurance and, you know, Angie's List and stuff. And basically, you know, I take money out of his pay, and match it with money out of my pay for the first three jobs we do every month. And that pays for our overhead. So I called him and I said, man, look, if we do this, if we get onto Google, I might we're both going to have to contribute a little bit more money than what we're contributing now. So.
Right.
And he was fine with doing that, you know, and stuff. But so y'all can set me up a page, right? A web page.
Yes. A website is included in the package, a www.com website that we will attach to your listing on Google. So people, it'll bring traffic. Otherwise, you know, it's a billboard in a desert road. Nobody will be able to find it. So once we place you on that first page of Google, it'll bring traffic to your website.
Yeah.
We create a mobile-friendly, fully optimized website where you can upload before and after photos. Did you say you already had a logo? I think I remember you saying that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll create that. Yeah. We'll upload that logo that you currently have as well. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, this is a long-term solution for your company. Okay, we don't want you to just sign up with us, Craig, for a month and then cancel. No, because
does it
we
get
want
more
to...
expensive? Does it get more expensive as time goes on?
Oh no, it stays at $199 month in and month out, no contract.
Okay,
and that's for the local only package. So my suggestion for you, if you ever wanted to, you know, include Google Ads, which would get you it would cover a larger radius, you can always do so. And you know those ads that pop up on the top of the page when you do searches on Google?
Yeah,
so we can get you found there as well. We also provide Facebook ads. You know, there are other services that we offer.
I'm going to tell you, with all the mess going on with Facebook, about 6 months ago, I finally got my wife and kids off of Facebook. I mean, my wife would come home, works at the tax office, which isn't a fun job, and then we'd get on Facebook just to rant and bitch about something else that she had read or seen. I mean, it was making our home life miserable. And my kids are lost now. They're just lost souls. And
oh,
so everybody kept telling me Facebook has gotten real political, and everybody's got an opinion, right? And everybody's got an opinion, and that's the problem with social media. And a lot of people on social media will say things they would never say in real life to somebody else.
Right.
You know, and it's rough, you know,
it's
especially with young people. Yeah, especially with young people, you know, and stuff. Yeah. But anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I sat down, and I was like, okay, let me get a handy Craig, you know, Facebook page going, because everybody was telling me, man, dude, we can't find you. Nobody can find me online, and not everybody wants to be on Nextdoor and all this other stuff, right?
Exactly.
So I sat down and I just haven't even finished it. I really don't even have the heart to mess up. I don't even have enough friends to befriend to grow, you know, to grow a Facebook page and stuff. And you know, doing something locally is fine with me, because I do get a lot of leads, or I don't even really get leads. I just get people. Right now, we have so many people leaving California and coming to Texas that just my phone is blowing up with, we just bought this house, we need help. We just bought this house, we need help. That's, or like right now there is an explosion for what you can say. I bought my house $475,000 2 years ago last month. It's now worth $265,000 because
wow.
the, the, property is going, well, everybody's leaving California and coming here. And so it's just,
yeah,
it's property is just going through the roof, you know? And, a lot of times by the time people find me online and call me on the phone, they're desperate for help. So it works out good for me, you know what I mean? So, and,
good. This will be a really good platform for new clients to be able to find you regarding your services. They'll be able to contact you directly.
See, my partner and I, we both, and he's actually my neighbor. We live on a lake, and we're all about trying to figure out how to make as much money as we can, work 4 days a week, and then spend 3 days on the lake.
Nice. How's that working out?
It's working out pretty good.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
My house, I still owe a mortgage on my house, but my wife makes good money. His wife makes good money. He's been working on tugboats for the last 16 years, and he's now got, and he's older, he's 44, but he's got a 3-year-old at home, and he's got a, one that's less than one. Yeah. And he's like, you know what? I'm tired of this being gone for 21 days, coming home for 7 days, and the whole entire time I'm home for 7 days. I'm on call, you know, nobody gets to use their boat or anything. And we're just like, screw this. This ain't living.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. So
it's a huge blessing, I'm sure, to have your own company and to be able to, you know, go by your own schedule rather than.
That's right. You go by your own. Hey, you know what? I can run a company into the ground just as good as the next guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Oh, dude, let me tell you, you look at these CEOs, oh, this new CEO got hired, da, 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 do this, this, and that. Well, the previous companies where he were at, he ran them in the ground. How did anybody ever hire him again? Right? But yet they do. So I'm like, hell, I'm just as smart as that guy. I can run a company in the ground just as good as he can.
Yeah,
just always remember that. If you want to start a business, take a look at all the people who failed. And if you think you're smarter than them, just tell yourself, well, I can run a business in the ground just as good as that guy.
Very true. Every successful business owner has had to come, you know, overcome, I'm sure, a lot of failures.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. 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 But anyway, Stephanie, so what all does this entail? Because I'm busy. I know, of course, y'all want like a payment today and stuff, but how does it entail on how long is this going to take to get up and running? You know, I know y'all going to want me to upload pictures and send stuff to you. And y'all caught me today because it's a rain day, but I'm booked up till the middle of November with work right now. And, payment today, what will y'all need from me?
It would be $199 today to secure the position. Mm-hmm. We would close out the category, close out the territory entirely. We would stop our search through the area. Okay, we'd close it out. Now, it would once we secure that payment of $199 today, you would have a reoccurring payment every month on the 14th day. And that's how it would work.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, what this is going to include for you, the local-only package will get you found up to a 20-mile radius on the first page of Google in the local map section. And then we'll also place you in those 60-plus directories, Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB.org. And then we'll have you listed on Amazon Alexa, Google Home. People can do voice-activated searches. They'll find you that way. And
So are y'all going to send me links and stuff? Or I mean, you know, because y'all really want pictures from me and logos and all that.
Oh, yes. So how that works is we will actually set you up for a client interview, okay? This interview will take about 30 minutes of your time, 45 max, but we ask that you block out an hour out of your day just in case. And during that client interview, they'll collect information from you. They'll make sure everything that I have written – put down is accurate because we obviously want everything accurate on Google. They'll cross their T's, dot their I's, gather, you know, keywords, location areas, content for your website,
etc. Is that 20 miles from the center of the zip code I live in or 20 miles from my house?
20 miles from your house.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So we would schedule that in at a time that's convenient for you. And then we would process payment.
Can it be a Sunday or a Saturday?
Nope. Unfortunately, we're closed on the weekends. And okay. Really, the sooner the better, to be quite honest with okay. you, Craig, because once with that client
interview.
Can somebody
do it this evening?
When?
Can somebody do it this evening?
I'm looking at the calendar right now, and we're pretty full. We're pretty full for the rest
okay,
of the
what,
day today.
Okay, what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're open. We have more availability tomorrow.
Can we say 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? Anytime.
So
after
your
two o'clock.
Your 2 o'clock would be our 4 o'clock, which 4 o'clock is when we are. That's the end of our shift. We're out of the office
okay.
at 4 o'clock.
So,
would you be able
so
to
if I was,
do
if I'm,
1 o'clock?
If I'm back here by noon. If I'm back here at my house by noon, y'all can, we can do it at noon my time, which would be what, 2 o'clock your time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Oh yeah, it'd be 10 a.m. in the morning for you guys.
Yeah, and then noon your time, at 12 o'clock your time. Absolutely. We could do 10. Will that work for you?
Okay, so if we do, not 10 in the morning, but on my time, but 12 in the morning my time.
12 p.m.
Younger.
Right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You don't want to
yeah,
call it
lunch
midnight.
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
Yeah,
that's
noon.
Right.
Yeah, noon. So yes. If I'm here at noon, then it's uh-huh. 10 o'clock in the morning there.
Yes.
Okay.
We could do that. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
Okay. And, okay, so I'll go ahead and I'll schedule you in for that in just a moment.
You know the name of the person calling me or anything like that?
No. So, but it will be a technician calling from an 877 number.
Okay.
From your account management team. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's see here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to gather some information from you now to make it easier
okay.
for your client interview. I'll process payment. I'll have you mm-hmm. sign your T's and C's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and then I'll
if
read
our
you.
Call, if our call, yeah, so it's storming here today, so if my call drops, call me right back, okay?
Yes, so. I will. Okay. And I wanted to break down the timeline for you as well, okay?
Okay.
So it will take, you know, it will take 1 week for us to get you in those 60 directories as well
okay.
as your website. So your website okay. will be completed. You'll be in those 60 directories in 1 week, okay? It does take a little bit longer to get you in that local map section. It takes 30 to 45 days, max.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then again, we like to under-promise and over-deliver.
I thought I was in that. I thought I was in that already on Google, in the maps.
No, that's what this service is all about. That's why we're calling
okay.
you, because you're not showing up on that first page.
Okay.
What would you say your most profitable service is? Is it your primary service is handyman, right?
Yeah, primary service. Well, you know what? We're phasing out of that. We're going to fences, docks, and boat docks.
Nice.
Fences, decks, and boat docks.
We can
yeah,
get you
jobs
for those as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
the companies
the
that are currently
yeah,
showing up in your area for, let's say, fence installation, there's Fence
mm-hmm.
Plus, Access Pro Gate, Northwest Fence, Home Front Fence Company, Straight Line Fencing, Fast Outdoor Services. You're not on that first page. For handyman services, there is. But
right,
you're
going
to be with
handyman.
The best. You're working with the best.
Yeah,
we will get you up
handyman.
There.
Handyman yeah.
services. There's Ferte
yeah.
Handyman, RC Handyman, Tom of All Trades, Mr. and Mrs., OGB Handyman, Tony's Honey Dudes. There's
Honey Dudes, yeah. The Mr. and Mrs. Handyman on Next Door, they're the most expensive
oh, really?
In town. They're $65 an hour. I love that guy because we're $80 an hour, but you get two of us.
Oh,
and
nice.
I love it. Yeah, he's posted his prices online, and I'm like, hell yeah. that worked, you know, because I'm a sales guy besides just a carpenter. And so, I mean, that, like, really helps me out.
Right.
That guy's an idiot. Yeah.
So we'll have you found in front of him. You know, you'll be one of the top recommended companies in your area. Right now, they're getting the phone calls. So we want you to get those calls as well. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. So let's get started. Now, your first name is Craig. K-R-A-I-G?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your last name?
Yates. Y-A-T-E-S.
Okay. And your email?
It's, I'm going to give you, it's handycraig, all one word, @gmail.com.
And you have access to your email, right? Like right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's the 825-7871?
Yeah, 281-825-7871.
Perfect. Now, how you want your company to appear on that first page? It's Handy Craig, one word.
Yeah, Handy Craig, right? All one word.
Capital H, capital T. Key, or capital H, capital K. Okay.
Yeah, but it's all one word, yeah.
And let's see here. Google is going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. It's about the size of a postcard. All we ask is that you...
So they sent me that before. That was for the cheesy shit that I tried to set up on my own. So y'all are going to handle all that stuff for me. Okay.
Absolutely. That's a requirement for the first page of Google. That Google My Business page is a requirement. So we do that for you. So...
Okay, and when you Googled me earlier, Handy Craig didn't come up.
Nope. The only thing that came up is your Angie's. That's it. So we're going to make it so you have your Google My Business page popping up.
Okay.
We'll clean all that up. As well as all your directories. People will see that too. And they'll see your good reviews and all of that.
What do you mean see my directories? Like y'all see where I watch porn every morning after my wife leaves for work?
No. So what I mean by that is, okay, if someone were to do a search on Google for Handy Craig in Willis, right now, what they see is a home, Angie's Leads listing, directory that you're listed on.
Okay.
That's it. And then a bunch of other crap, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to make it so your Google My Business page pops up on the right side of the page, where they can see your website, they can call you, they can see pictures, they can get directions, your hours of operation.
I got a ton of pictures, man.
Good.
And they're all
That'll be good for Google and your website. Okay?
Okay, cool.
So now to the left of that page, there will be all of the directories that we're placing you on. There's 60 of them.
Okay.
That's going to make you look really good. Being on all
good.
Those platforms, it'll get you more visible too. Okay.
Good. Yeah. How easy is it going to be for customers to find me and give me a review? I mean, I'm having such a hard time getting customers, and you know what? Every customer I do work for, I always do work for them twice, so I know they like me. But they all tell me they have such a hard problem with, you know, Angie's List or Nextdoor trying to leave me a review. So. And say on Nextdoor, you know, the top guy, he has like 47 reviews on there, right? And so he's at the top of the list. I'm at the bottom because I don't have the two. And I've been on there a while, and I've been getting quite a few customers on there a while. So how hard is it going to be for customers to go onto the website and leave me a review?
Not hard at all. We make it very easy for them to be able to leave reviews on your website, and then it's super easy to leave a Google review. Super easy.
Okay. And I'm going to be able to shoot. Am I going to be able to text customers a link? Like, I don't do, you know, in the field, I ain't got time for email, right? So when I'm working, if I'm on the phone with somebody, I can just, hey, let me text you this link. Go to my website, look at my pictures.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be able to do that. Okay.
And you'll be able to respond to the reviews too, right? So, and you can also, you'll have the capability of looking at the review before it's, to see if, you know, to authorize it, if you want that on your website or not.
So I can not authorize the bad ones, huh?
Yeah.
Which I've never had. I mean, we're down here in Texas, man, you know, most of us are Republicans and we're getting a few, you know, of you Californian liberals out here, right? And, and even those people I get along with.
Yeah.
You know, I've never really met anybody I haven't, you know, really enjoyed their company.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been introduced to, what do you call that? The vegan style of cooking fun, not fondue, but
yeah.
Faux pas or something. Yeah. Yeah. I've been introduced to some vegan sandwiches here lately.
Nice. Yeah, it's always good to be open to different cultures, different viewpoints, different,
yeah.
You know,
ways. Yeah, are y'all planning on leaving California?
Honestly, I've considered it. Me and my husband have definitely considered it. It's so expensive out here. So expensive.
Right. Well, I don't know how people are going to be able to afford to mow their lawns once you do away with gas-powered lawnmowers, I'll tell you that.
What's up with that? I heard about that.
Man, let me tell you something. If you go right now and you wanted to buy a basic, just the basic entry-level zero-turn electric mower, it's only going to mow for 2 hours on a charge, right? If you do it for a living, you're not going to be able to make a living on a mower that only lasts 2 hours, right?
There's no way to charge it like you can the electrical cars.
There's not going to be a way to charge it in the field, right? Unless you plug into somebody's house but it takes like 24 hours to get a good charge, right?
Well, that's
two of those mowers are like $5,000. You can, and that's an entry level. You can buy a good commercial mower for, you know, $3,500, right? And then, you know, like chainsaw, they're saying you're not going to be able to have a gas powered chainsaw anymore. Well, here, when we have storms and trees go down and knock down power lines, that a chainsaw is the only thing you got to save you. The county and the state, they're not going to come out here and clear trees. They're going to do it at their own time. Well, if there's trees down all over the place, you got to do it yourself.
Right.
You know, how are you going to charge up anything if your power's out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. I mean, it's just, yeah, that Newsom y'all got out there, that guy's something else, man.
Yep. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully stuff starts to turn around for the better, but.
Yeah. The only thing, I mean, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know, whenever you see these movies about tidal waves and earthquakes, you know, in those movies, they always show Manhattan and New York and California always getting wiped off the face of the earth. You know why that is?
Why?
You know why that is? Because everybody wants to see those cesspools go. So, yeah. The Sharknado done wiped out that Los Angeles. Yeah. I don't, you know what? I don't mean to pick on you. I saw online where y'all are from California. So.
Yes. We're located in Orange County, California.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, cool. I've been here my whole life.
Oh, man. You probably have. Yeah. Well, if you ever decide to move to Texas, go to Austin. You'll have, you know, the Houston area, it's a shithole.
Really? I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, Austin is the more liberal side. You know, it's very liberal there, and it's an extremely, extremely clean city. You can't even tell when you're in the bad part of town. You know,
nice.
And it's nice. Yeah, and
nice.
Austin's a lake town, so if you like the water, you still, you know, they got two major lakes there. They got the river that feeds it, and everybody gets out and tubes the river, and you know, you can water ski and all that stuff. So, and it's right
that's
in the
awesome.
Middle of town. And the best bars and music scene you've ever seen in downtown Austin.
Oh, really? I'm
yeah.
sober. I don't drink.
Yeah.
But
I
still like the nightlife. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
that's
too
fun.
Old for the nightlife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too old for the nightlife.
Me too.
So, yeah. Date night for my wife and I is like going and getting a Mexican food and maybe a margarita and you know, usually I may get lucky, I may not, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Our date nights are right, just getting something to eat, whatever.
What else do you need?
Okay. So as far as the address that you want that pin sent to, where would you like that pin?
You can send it to handycraig@gmail.com.
No. Okay, so it will be sent postal. Google's going to send you a pin verification code in the mail.
Okay. So have you got my address already?
I don't.
What do you mean you don't? Y'all are like tied to Google. Y'all know everything. Y'all are keeping data on all of us. You should be able to tell what my blood type is, man.
We're not Google.
I know. All right, so it's 15020, and it's called Conroe Bay Boulevard, and it's CONROE, Conroe.
77318.
Make sure you put Boulevard on there because they're Conroe Bay and Conroe Bay Boulevard's two different streets, but they're right down the road from each other.
I got it. 15020 Conroe Bay Boulevard.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Now, do you want to be the only one who has access to your account, or do you want your partner to be on there as well?
Like, when you say access, he'll be able to go on there and post pictures. What will he be able to do?
He'll be able to reach out to us and, you know, gather information, you know, he'll be able to contact your account management team if you guys need to, you know, because you can always add keywords or run promotions or, you know, change content.
Just make it just me for right now. So
okay,
there ain't nothing official between us until the first of the year. So we're just splitting all our proceeds in half right now. So
sure. All right.
He keeps having sex with his wife the way he does. He's going to have a third kid, and then he's going to be screwed. I don't know if he'll be able to continue working with him.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Now, for the services that you offer that you would like to be found for, we got handyman services, interior painting. Do you do exterior painting?
Handyman services are handyman services, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which we're really trying to break away from. But anyway, painting, definitely paint. You know, we do siding.
Interior and exterior?
Yeah, do it anyway. I try not to do interior painting, but yeah.
Okay.
Mind interior painting, but sheetrock, God, sheetrock. I lose money on every sheetrock job I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I can't charge enough for it. People don't understand that look, if you got a hole in your wall, it's going to be 3 days in and out of your house. You know, I may come in, fix the hole, putty it up. I'm going to leave. I'm going to come back the next day, do a little bit of sanding on it, putty it up a little more. Come back the next day, finish it up, texture it, wait another 24 hours, come back, prime it, and then we'll paint it. And so, and they want that hole fixed for like $400, right? Well, there's just no way. I mean, there's just, you know, so I try to, because I do one job at a time. Customers don't like it if you bounce back and forth between their house and somebody else.
Right.
And I cover all the material cost. And what I do is I have the customer just reimburse me at the end of the job without a markup, right? Just, I'm going to go buy the stuff. I'm going to keep the receipts and you pay me back. And man, when you got three jobs all going on at the same time, you get stuff very mixed up.
Right.
Yeah. And stuff. So we just do one job at a time and we try not to bounce back and forth between customers.
That's good. Yeah.
And stuff, and so sheetrock really just messes me up. But I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but yeah. But anyway,
so essentially, you'd rather not be found for interior painting. You don't want to see.
Yeah, just for right now. Yeah. So just handyman services, exterior painting, siding, fences, decks, and boat docks. Is
boat
docks. So,
okay.
Yeah. And it's just boat dock repairs. We don't, you know, here you have to have, you know, because you're not working on the water, you actually have to have certain certificates and permits and everything from the.
Now, are you licensed and insured?
So I am insured. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the state of Texas, you don't need a license for anything other than AC, electrical, and plumbing. But I am a, I am a licensed plumber, but not a master plumber. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Now, as far as the areas that you would like to target,
mm-hmm.
we're obviously going to target Willis, but you have up to a 20-mile radius.
Okay. I would really like to do. So Willis is the furthest outskirt of the Houston kind of traffic area, you know, as far as where people are at. Once you leave Willis, there's nothing until you get to like Lufkin. And so, I really don't want to market in Huntsville. It's, you know, that's 16 miles up the road from me and there's just nothing there. You know, I'd really
definitely get to pick and choose which areas you feel would be most profitable for you.
Okay. Yeah. So
within
like,
that 20 mile radius.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got you. Yeah. 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 Do I need to tell you what those areas are?
Yeah.
by zip code or, I mean,
you can go by counties, zip codes or cities.
So the city of Montgomery. All right. Okay. I'm going to, you know, that's just on the other side of the lake from me.
Okay.
You know, Willis, of course. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, Conroe, the actual city of Conroe.
Okay.
New Waverly. Yeah, New Waverly area.
Okay.
Yeah, what else is in that? Can you see it on your map? What else is all in that circle? Yeah.
Let's see.
The Woodlands.
It's hard to, because I'm not sure how far of a radius. I can't really determine that on the map. Let me see.
So Conroe.
Rayford.
The Woodlands. What are you saying, Rayford?
Yeah.
Rayford Sawdust Road. That's actually about as far south as I go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's there's so in the 2010 census there was 4.5 million people living in the mega area of Houston. There is so many people here. I don't need to go further south than that. You know.
Right.
I mean, just from there to my house. And as a bird flies in that area, there's at least 1.5 million people. I don't need to go outside that area.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
The further I get away from my
local, so.
Yeah. The further I get away from my house, right? So the further I get away from my house, the further the farther the demographic is in the personality types between me and those people. Like people in Houston. I feel bad for those people. It's just traffic and craziness and confusion and chaos and just, you know, and those people down there, as far as I'm concerned, they're on their fucking own, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's so competitive. It's so competitive here with people working for themselves and everything else. I mean, Texas is a great place if you want to start your own business. It's for, you just do it.
Nice.
Right? And
I don't
so,
even
you know,
on the map.
Yeah, so I just,
oh,
I, yeah, so I,
okay.
Yeah, but yet those people in Houston won't come up here to help any of us out. You know what I mean? So,
of course not.
I don't need to go, yeah, so I don't need to go down there to, you know, people up here need help. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
So more like up north.
So, yeah. Yeah, anywhere around the Lake Conroe area, man. So,
okay.
There, Conroe has more millionaires per capita than anywhere else in state Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising. I wonder, is it because it's by a lake?
Because it's on a lake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lakefront property here. is, so I'm not lakefront. I'm looking at the lake right now. And there's a house between me and the lake. My house was 175 and I'm 1800 square feet. The house across the street from me is only 1200 square feet, but because it's waterfront, it's 450,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, but the nice thing about my neighborhood is it's a small little community on the lake. There's 110 of us here in the neighborhood. And, probably only about 40% of the homes here are occupied every day during the week. Everybody else are just weekend homes. So it's a real quiet neighborhood.
Nice. That's the best. That's definitely the best way to live.
Yeah.
Away from all the people and the hustle bustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure.
I'm originally from Arkansas, and I grew up in a small town in Arkansas. And I mean, I'm talking rural. There was a slaughterhouse on one side of me, and there was a dairy on the other side. I mean, that's how rural I was.
Wow.
I came down here for jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And for 18 years of my life, I had to live down in that mess of Houston. And as soon as I was able to, I got out.
Nice. What do you like better, Arkansas or Texas?
Man, I've been here long enough. I'm a Texan now. You know, I don't even refer, probably about, I met my wife here, had raised kids here and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I always considered Arkansas home, but once you're gone for so long, you can never go back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So your hours of operation.
So basically people can reach me between the hours of really 7:30 in the morning to 8:00 at night.
Monday through Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then do you want to be closed on Sundays?
Yeah, always closed on Sundays. That goes really big with the Christians down here.
Absolutely.
You're a heathen if you're a heathen if you're open for business on Sunday. Hey, let me tell you, all that stuff works out well for Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I can market
myself
that way, I will.
Okay.
No, my business partner, he goes to church, and I'm lucky I found this guy. I was trying to hire helpers and everybody I could find. A lot of guys that do this kind of work, they're felons or they're on the run from child support or they're, mm-hmm. Dope heads, whatever, and stuff. And, luckily I found this guy and we just, he wants to break out on his own. He wants to break out on his own one day too, but he's then decided, I won't be able to do it because I won't be able to find help either. I got a buddy right now. He did $300,000 last year doing handyman work. He's booked till April. And he is screaming for help. He's just screaming for help, but he can't get anybody that can make it, that can even, he'll pay $25 an hour and he can't even get a kid that can read a tape measure. I mean, it's horrible.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
It's super unfortunate.
So,
the same age.
And
I had a
helper for, on and off a little while. He was fresh out of high school. I was paying him $20 an hour. And it was too hot this summer and he would rather go wash dishes at Luby's. Right. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? I'm paying you good money, right?
There's no drive to make money. Yeah.
Not for young people.
They'd rather get into the technology industry or a lot of them are just plain lazy, right?
Let me tell you, me and my wife had this discussion last night. So the Firehouse Subs, we went and ate there last night. They had a sign on the door. They can't ever keep anybody but two people in that store and they have a sign up that they're apologetic for the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what's going on with young people. All right. So my grandfather, my dad, myself, all men, when we get out of high school, we're in our sexual peaks, right? And all we want to do is get out of school, get a job, have a nice car. The more money you have in your pocket, the nicer car you have, the nicer chick you get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, online porn has ruined all that. So now these young guys, this outlet they have, there's no motivation for them to ever pair up with another person and try to make something of themselves.
That's
right?
Really
because
sad.
It's just, and that's what I think that is what's happened. Right? And so And then some of the young guys you talk to who are out there working and stuff, they're scared to death the girls their own age because of the whole Me Too movement and all this other stuff. So they're like just scared to death, right? And so since there's no motivation, so since they've taken the motivation out of trying to pair up with somebody, reproduce, and because that at the end of the day, that's the meaning of life. All plants, all animals do it. You pair up with somebody of the opposite sex, you reproduce. You raise your young, you die, and that continues and continues and continues. Man, and they've taken all the motivation out of young men to go out there and work.
Way.
Yeah, work, make money, and seek a partner to pair up with.
Although they shouldn't be afraid to treat a woman right. You know
well, yeah,
I mean?
They shouldn't be afraid to treat a woman right. Yeah.
Chivalry isn't dead. Yeah. It shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we are getting a little off topic here. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a talker. I'll get you in trouble.
That's okay.
I'm
having a good conversation.
Yeah.
So as far as the forms of payment that you accept,
mm-hmm.
cash, check,
and card.
Check.
I try to take as much cash as I can. Yeah, I try to take as much. I try to take as much cash as I can. You know, so.
Okay. Perfect. Okay,
yeah,
and we are.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just
going
to say,
like
so you're okay with 12 o'clock p.m. tomorrow for your client interview?
12 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
So I have
I'm on it, yeah.
So just keep a lookout for an 877 number.
I will.
Tomorrow between
I'm going to be back here at the house, so I have access to the computer and everything I need, so.
Good. Okay. And like I said, it should only take about 30 to 45 minutes max, but
yeah.
Just block out that hour just in case.
Yeah, I'm all trying not to talk to them as much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they'll be doing all the talking because they're going to be gathering all that information
yeah.
from you. Okay, perfect. So we have you scheduled. So, wait, 9... Okay. So now we're going to go ahead and get into billing.
Okay.
Okay. So, Craig, are you using a business card or is it a personal card?
No. So I'm using a Bank of America corporate credit card.
So does it have your company name on the card?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. And it has your first and last as well?
Yeah. Yeah. So on the back it says Craig Yates and then it says Craig Yates Services. So that's what my
is. Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay. So you said on the card, it is Craig Yates Services?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the address that's associated with the card,
that's
is
the
that
Conroe Bank
150?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's MasterCard.
Okay, I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
All right, 5474-1515-8009-7282.
Okay, so I have 5474-1515-8009-7282.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the expiration in month and year?
All right, it's March of 26.
And the 3 digits on the back?
200.
Okay. And we're locking you in today for just $199, local
mm-hmm.
only.
Okay, and this
no
is,
contract.
This is, so, okay, and there's no contract. Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay. And you have access to your email, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process payment now.
Mm-hmm.
Once I process payment, you will receive
mm-hmm.
An invoice
mm-hmm.
through a text message as well as an email.
Okay.
Okay. All I would need you to do is once you receive that invoice, open it up because attached to that will be a terms and conditions that I do need you to sign.
Okay. So anything, I mean, I'll try to do a quick read up on y'all on reviews. I mean, I didn't see enough bad stuff. I mean, is there anything I need to watch out for, like any kind of extra charge? I mean, it's always going to be $199, right?
You will never have to worry about being charged extra. It's $199 month to month, no contract, not a penny more. No hidden fees, no surcharges, no taxes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so we've helped over 10,000 people with their marketing. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
We've been in business for almost 17 years.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah. I mean, Angie's just been around a little while too, man, and they're kind of sketchy, you know.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But we don't charge you per lead or anything like that. It's just a flat rate across the board.
Yeah, they actually have a thing called Angie's Leads or Home Advisor that does that. Man, let me tell you something. I've been in sales, and there is no way in hell that I'm going to sit down here at my kitchen table every night and call leads. And two people who have done that in the past that I've talked to, other business owners, they said they get a lot of recycled leads sent back to them that they've already called once before.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I kind of wanted to do this with you guys. Y'all called me about 6 months ago, and I was just afraid that I wouldn't be able to handle the volume on the phone. I mean, it's just me and a guy. I'm doing the books myself and handle all the marketing, and then me and him are out in the field working together, right? And that's just new for this last month. It's just been 100% me on my own. And I don't even know. I forgot why I was telling you that. I lost my train of thought. Oh, but you know, I was just like, well, you know, I don't know. If I go on to Google, I don't know if I'll be able to handle the phone and work at the same time, you know. So now
right.
Just two of us, it'll be a little bit easier. And this is a guy who is definitely experienced, and I don't have to watch over his shoulder, so I can take a phone call and work can still be moving forward while I'm talking on the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So who's kind of like my liaison with you guys? You're just a salesperson, right?
Right. I mean, I will be the lead on your account, but you will be assigned to an account management team.
Okay.
Which, you know, your technician will actually reach out to you tomorrow for your client interview, and then you'll have a team assigned to your account. They'll be handling everything. And you'll be able to you'll be able to contact them at any time in regards to anything.
Well, that's cool.
Okay.
Well, if something happens, y'all decide to sell your house out there and move here, man, call me. I'll tell you where to go.
If I had a house to sell.
Then you're in this perfect spot, man. Just pack up.
Yeah.
Really, let me tell you, jobs pay good here. Homes are somewhat affordable, you know, and, Yeah, man, you can, you know, like I said, man, I live on a lake where there's more millionaires per capita, you know what I mean? So like the schools here are good and stuff, and I'm living in a house I bought for less than $200,000.
I hear it all the time. I hear people, you know, wanting to relocate to Texas because it's super affordable.
Right. We prefer
I definitely would consider Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Florida, you know? So, you know, we just, here in Texas, we just prefer that you guys leave all your California ideas at the door, you know.
Gotta learn the Texan ways.
As soon as you get here, you know, a lot of people I talk to from other states, they assume that as soon as you move to Texas, when you go switch your driver's license over, they just hand you a firearm. Here you go. Here's your firearm. Welcome to Texas.
That's funny.
yeah. But anyway, what I was going to say is, it's really good living here. It really is. Yeah, it's good living.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. We love it. Yeah.
It would definitely
be
whole completely different from California. I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, if you're used to Orange County and being around liberals and stuff like that, like I said, Austin would work out really good for you.
Yeah.
And it, you know, they got a lot of hiking trails. Now I'm blessed because I'm far north and I'm on the edge. So I'm just about a half a mile from the Sam Houston National Forest. And then I got the lake on the other side and stuff. But you know, if you want to be around kind of more the liberal crowd and a little bit younger and stuff, you know, Austin is the place to be, especially if you're into any of the IT stuff. There's jobs there for you. You know, that's their, you know, for Austin, it's IT. You know, that's what they do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and now we got Tesla moving their world headquarters here now. So they're moving to Austin. Oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazon, they just keep building and building and building. But Amazon, man, they kind of, I've talked to a few people who work there and stuff. And let me tell you, these eccentric IT billionaires like Jeff Bezos, You know, taking 11, you know, billions of dollars, take 11-minute ride into space when half your employees don't have health insurance, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, stuff like that. They're just kind of like, you know, they're just eccentric weirdos. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge Elon Musk fan. I think he's a brilliant entrepreneur, but every time he talks about, well, I'm going to die on Mars, I'm like, okay, dude, you could keep that to yourself, you know?
What did he say? I'm going to what?
He always says, I'm going to die on Mars. He says, I'm going to die on Mars. I'm like, what a waste of money. You know? So,
there's so much here on Earth that needs to be, you know, taken care of and changed that there's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're not huge fans of global warming down here in Texas, you know, so, you know,
yeah.
And stuff. And, you know, the sun, you know, it's just, to me, it's just very simple. The sun is a star and all stars explode. And before they explode, they get hotter and hotter and hotter. There ain't nothing we can do about it.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
It's all in God's hands. God is.
That's right. And by the time, all that happens, I won't be here. You know? That's all. You know?
Well,
sure.
So did you get that text message?
Let me check. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know how to do that on my phone while I'm talking to you. Gmail already come by?
Yes. You should have got a text message and an email. What you could do. Do you have a smartphone?
Man, I've got a Samsung Galaxy. I switched from my iPhone over to this about a month ago. I hate it.
So you should be able to put me on speakerphone, and then you can get out of the screen.
Okay.
And then if you swipe up from the bottom of the phone, it should allow you to check your text message.
Hopefully I don't hang up on you. Hold on.
Well, and I wanted to let you know we're going on an hour on the phone.
You gotta go. Hold on.
Well, no, I wanted to let you know we automatically, the line gets disconnected. It'll say you have been kicked from this conference and we'll get disconnected. When that happens, I will call you right back. Okay. Cause we're not
done. Okay. So I'm back at the home screen.
So go to your text message.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. So if you click on that link, it'll take you straight to the terms and conditions.
Okay. I just hit that.
And at the bottom of the page, there's a box for you to sign your name.
Okay. And of course, you know, I can't read all this, so.
Well, you will have, you know, all of that's going to be in writing for you, the terms and conditions. Okay. You can access that at any time.
Sign button or?
What's that?
All right. So the sign thing, I just type my name in?
Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly how it shows.
Okay. Confirm
signature. And
then signature.
Confirm signature.
Okay, I did that.
And then down at the bottom it says, please accept the terms by checking off the above checkbox. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can.